Welcome to Talking WoW, the podcast where we talk about World of Warcraft, believe it or not. My name is Tom, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about the Hearthstone in-game event and, no spoilers, but how maybe Blizzard can make these events better in the future. Joining me today at the other side of the table, it's Marty. Hello, Marty.
Hello, how you doing? I'm sitting here with all my Hearthstone cards and I'm ready to play.
I am looking forward to your legendary opinions on this event, which was the Hearthstone event, which was on the roadmap for 2024 for World of Warcraft. So in a way, Marty, that would indicate that this event was perhaps something we should have been looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. So it must be a big deal, right?
Must be a big deal, Marty. And, well, the event came, and the event is because there was 10 years of Hearthstone. 10 years of Hearthstone, which, you know what Hearthstone is. It's not just that thing that you use to teleport back home after a hard day's grinding back to your inn. It's also a online digital TCG card game where you can battle other players with fun cards and fun interactions. And, yeah, that came out 10 years ago, and that makes me feel quite old because I remember when that game first came out and it was still in beta, Marty, and I think you came to visit and a bunch of friends came to visit. We were just playing Hearthstone constantly, like having 30-minute matches playing, you know, Priest versus Paladin and, you know, back when Hearthstone was very, very straightforward, as some might say.
I remember having the you know, usual opponent's own cards against them deck that I made myself on a priest, which I was so proud of. It was so much fun playing back then because nobody knew how to play back then. Then a meta arrived and I was all of a sudden that,
as a certain orc used to say, times change, and times changed indeed, because now we're sitting here 10 years later and we're sitting in World of Warcraft, Marty, and the Hearthstone event is being celebrated in Azeroth. And we've seen little crossovers before with Hearthstone. There's a Hearthstone quest in Dragonflight in Azure Span with the Hearthstone Ghost. That was pretty fun. We've seen characters from Hearthstone that were created in Hearthstone actually be introduced into World of Warcraft, like Sir Finley Murgleton and Reno Jackson. Pretty cool. Pretty cool that those are sort of interchanging. And don't get me wrong, I got a little bit excited when I saw, like, ooh, Warcraft's doing a little crossover event with Hearthstone. This could be cool. This could be fun. My little head started going like, ooh, what if they put like a little mini card game in World of Warcraft, Marty? What if it's like Triple Triad in Final Fantasy XIV, which I know you don't really know what that is, but it makes me very excited. Too long, didn't read, plot twist. There's nothing like that. The event came, Marty, and let's be honest.
I think it's over as well now. I think it is over.
The event's over. The event came. The event's over. We're still talking about it because we feel that strongly about it. But Marty, the event arrived, and let's be honest, we didn't know what to do, did we?
No, it was a little bit unclear, I feel like. So my first experience was I went up there, I got the quest where I needed to play 5 cards, and there was only one table.
Yeah, you went, and I think that's a good place to start. You went up there. Where did you go, and why the heck was it not some sort of decorated tavern celebrating 10 years of Hearthstone?
I don't know. It was up there on top of that building in Veldraken, apparently, or outside of Orgrimmar. At least, you know, the Alliance Zone was inside Stormwind. It was actually inside the city, but, you know, that's it.
Yeah, just down by the harbor where we're going to dump all our shit these days. You know, let's put that Rumble table down there and let's put like a random Hearthstone table down there as well. I don't know, Marty, like even just the setting for this gave me just like Willy Wonka Glasgow vibes. And if you haven't looked up Willy Wonka Glasgow, don't do it. You're going to scar yourself for life there. But you just arrive at that event and you expect to make fanfare. You know, like the Darkmoon Fair, for example. You know, you arrive at the Darkmoon Fair, you know it, you're at the Darkmoon Fair, there's fireworks going off, it's fun time. I don't know, just arriving on some sort of barren platform in Veldraken, it just felt like somebody like forgot to order the decorations for this or something. You know, it's just like, oh shit, like we have forgotten, we said we were going to do this event and we totally forgot. Quickly, somebody stick a Hearthstone table somewhere, you know what I mean? It felt like so half-assed, I thought.
Yeah, So I went up there and I picked up the quest and I, you know, you need to play five cards, all five wild cards. That's, you know, that's what the quest said. And I was like, what's a wild card? I didn't understand. So I was like, oh, then I need to play the game. But that was only one table. And there was only one table there. And it was so difficult to actually get a spot. I was very lucky. I was just right clicking like crazy on the seats and I got a spot fairly quickly. But, you know, there was a lot of people just standing around and not knowing what to do. And it wasn't until later that I figured out that there was a wildcard vendor and it was very close by, but it wasn't really explained. And I played the game itself, which I was like, I don't understand what's going on.
I don't understand either.
When I clicked the buttons, nothing happened. And then all of a sudden stuff started happening on my board. And I still don't know. I've played it quite a few times because, yeah, they hotfix some stuff that we can talk about later. But I still don't understand it. I really don't understand.
No, I don't. And that frustrates me as well because I'm like, you've clearly made some sort of Hearthstone game in WoW, but it doesn't make any sense. And it's like, even if the kind of work that we knew what we were doing, but it seems totally random and just, there's no, I don't know, maybe someone figured out the meta. Like maybe someone figured out how the Hearthstone event, like the Hearthstone card game worked in WoW. And if you did, please explain it to me, because I would love to know.
I know one thing, and it is that people playing wildcard next to the table is actually putting cards of things onto your table, because we were trying to get me to win because I lacked a few cards towards the end. And it was very difficult when other people were around. So we had to sort of server jump to find a low pop server so we could actually just, you know, get me to win automatically. Because those wildcards, they actually go onto the board. So you're helping people when you're using wildcards.
But could you imagine that in actual Hearthstone, like you're spectating someone and suddenly you're like, here, I'm just going to throw a legendary down. I would be awful. It would be awful, right?
Is it? So I don't, my initial, you know, reaction to this event was that this feels, you know, so buggy. It doesn't really feel like it's properly working and stuff like that. And I even, you know, tried docking into to help Hearthstone to get my mount. That didn't work in the beginning either. I was fairly lucky and won like the Hearthstone, the actual Hearthstone toy that you can get. I won that like in one, like probably the first day, and the toy itself wasn't working. So it was basically just like it went into your toy box and you couldn't do anything with it. There was no text what it did. Nothing. It was just like a blank thing in there. Like not a Hearthstone, just a stone in your toy box.
Yeah, well, you know, just it's pet rock, essentially. Just, you know, don't worry about it, Barty. Don't worry about it. Being introduced to the event, very confusing. Not really knowing what the point of it is. And then, of course, every hour there was the event then spawning, which was whiz bang spawning in some minions from Hearthstone. You got the Boulder Fist Ogre, you got Patches the Pirate, and of course everyone's favorite at the end there, the one that drops the loot, Dr. Boom. And this initially was on like an every hour you had to show up, you know, much like the Diablo 4 event. If you were around for that, just spawns in, you just kill it very quickly, loot, and you're done. I don't know, Marty. These type of events don't do it for me. You know, like sitting around having to be in a place like every hour or something like that. And you could say, well, like you don't have to do it. That's fair. But I just don't find that very engaging content. Like how did you feel about that part of the event?
I mean, I think I understand what you're saying. It is probably not super engaging just waiting for a portal to spawn, kill something, and then that's it. When that is said, I have been sitting and waiting because I have the option and you know, ways to do that. I work from home, so I had my one screen with WoW just standing there, character ready, and while I was working, and then every half hour when the portal spawned, I was like, oh, I just do this for 2 minutes, loot. Okay, I didn't get the cards I wanted, then back to work for another 25 minutes until the next event was up. But yeah, no, it's not super engaging. It's just there, I suppose.
And you could say, you know, well, Tom, like the Headless Horseman event is not, or the encounter is not very engaging as well. You just queue up, you go into a dungeon and you kill the headless horseman.
But you only do that once.
You only do it, I mean, to be fair, yeah, you do it once a day. But I would also say Hallow's End, like, or Hallow's Eve, the event like surrounding that is substantially a better event. You know, there's lots of things going on there, there's little quests to do, and even though it's quite an old event now, I still say, like, if you were coming into that with fresh eyes, it still offers you a lot more than what this did. Now, obviously, I'm not expecting the Hearthstone event to be on par with a holiday event.
I know, you know, and I think this might sound a little bit harsh, and I'm sorry to the developer or the developers who made this, but it sort of feels like to me that they just put the intern to just quickly make something and we'll put it in the game, because it was so buggy. It didn't seem like there was too much thought behind it. It was so just there, and it made a lot of people feeling very miserable, if you know Twitter is a good place to look for happy people.
it is not. The one good thing about this event, obviously, was the rewards. Like, the rewards were great when they worked, but you know, lots of cosmetics there, toys, Hearthstone mount, some cool stuff there. Like, you're not gonna hear me say like that stuff was not cool. How it was delivered, however, just felt very much like you say, like somebody had been given this job to put something together, and they were given the most minimal resources to do something. And that also, that kind of just makes me wonder, like, why bother then? You know, why would you put this in the game when, to me, it just reflects very badly. Like, I feel like this reflects badly on the game. It also reflects badly on Hearthstone. Like, there was no excitement about this event at all. It just was obviously something you showed up for. And I think, you know, if things surrounding the encounter every hour were a little bit of a higher quality, like maybe the Hearthstone game actually worked and you could, like, battle people, and maybe that was even remotely a little bit fun, then you'd probably overlook everything else and go, okay, but this was cool, this was fun. And really, like, except for the cosmetics, which, you know, is an argument that I seem to be having with myself a lot of, like, is it, like, getting cosmetic is fun, but am I having fun getting the cosmetics? And if I'm not having fun getting the cosmetics, then really, should I be worried about getting the cosmetics? Because ultimately, I want to be having fun, and it's a balancing act that I'm having. And I just feel like it just felt so lackluster. It just felt like, it just did not feel like a celebration, Marty. Like, if I went to if someone says I'm having a party, you know, and I showed up and it looked like this, I'd be turning right around and leaving that party, because it did not look like a party. It was depressing. Honestly, it was one of the most depressing things I've ever seen in Warcraft, when I logged in for a Hearthstone celebration of 10 years, no less, and I flew up to that platform in Baldrakken, and I just saw what I saw, you know? And I don't think I've ever used those words saying, like, I was depressed by what I saw. Like, it just felt bad. And, you know, I have a pretty high tolerance level with things. And I just looked at this and went, wow, this is a real letdown. This is actually a real letdown.
Yeah, I think that this was a big miss. I think they had an opportunity and it was a big miss. I think that's my review just right there. They had an opportunity.
Big old miss.
It was a big old miss.
And the thing is, well, like, you got a toy to actually set down a Hearthstone table, which you can play that Hearthstone game, which, that's cool. Like, to me, that's awesome. Like, we could have actually had this little game that you could sometimes play with people if you wanted to. They also put in, like, Hearthstone cards that you could collect, which, honestly, like, if they wanted to push into that a little bit more of, like, having something else to collect and something else for people to enjoy, like, I feel like they could have leveled that up a bit. And, you know, it could have actually been something that they could have built on as well, but it doesn't really look like that's happening.
No. And that Hearthstone table you can set up, it only works in those arenas. You cannot use it anywhere else in the world, which is also a little bit, you
awesome.
Know, big letdown, you know. So, oh, I got this toy, but I cannot use it.
You can't even use it in a tavern, you know, where it's supposed to probably be used. But here, fly up to this high point in Baldrakken where, you know, health and safety is a bit questionable, and play a game of Hearthstone. So, Marty, the question I have for you before we finish up here is, like, how do we improve events like this? Obviously, we have a lot of events in the game. We have, like, micro holidays. We have stuff like this. But maybe let's keep it simple and just say, like, future events that we don't really know what's going to be happening. Like, how do we improve this?
I mean, first of all, start with testing. Well, we'll end with testing, I suppose, but just test it before it actually makes it into the game, because it doesn't feel like any of this was tested. There was so many hot fixes coming in the week after, because there were so many things that didn't work straight out the gate. So that's a big thing. If you're releasing something into a game, test it and make sure it works. I mean, sure, mistakes can happen and stuff like that, but it wasn't just one thing. It was like majority of the things with this event that didn't work properly.
Yeah, especially for a limited time event as well. And the Hearthstone event actually did get extended because it was so broken at the start. And I mean, not uncommon for things to be broken in an online game. And I would say that, you know, they did fix things pretty quickly when it went live. And this wasn't, you know, on a test realm whatsoever. And well, it did show, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I mean, there is some mini game there with actually playing Hearthstone. There's a mini game there that, you know, potentially could have worked if it was worked a little bit more upon. So I would say that, you know, if you were able to play like a mini version of Hearthstone inside of World of Warcraft, or, you know, doesn't even need to be super advanced, just something that where you actually know what you're doing, because what we were doing right there, I still don't understand.
Yeah, because like they've even had mini games like, is it a toy that you can get? I don't know if it's a jewel crafting toy or something, where you play like a mini sort of Bejeweled game. Like, it's super basic.
They have Plants vs. Zombies in there.
They have Plants vs. Zombies. Like, they can do things. They can do things in the World of Warcraft engine, and it can be fun. Like, honestly, when I say that, like, I'm not lying. Like, sometimes it can be fun, Marty. Like, they can put things...
There might even be a Battle Royale game in World of Warcraft, you know?
Oh, imagine that. And... Like you say, just a little bit more polish on that. That could have been something. It's like, oh, this is cool. Like, and actually, you know what? Let's put a few more Hearthstone cards in, you know, here and there. And people can go and collect those, because guess what? People actually do like collecting stuff, believe it or not. So a little bit more polish, and they could have had like actually something they could maybe build upon. I don't know. It feels like a real missed opportunity with that. So I guess as well, just, you know, for future events, probably, like, it felt like this is really leaning heavy on just content creation and everything outside of the game to find out exactly what was happening, and that felt a bit weird, didn't it?
It 100% did. I do feel like if they want to do events, make it a little bit more clear in game what you actually want to do, and I think that it's just the game in general as well, but especially with these types of events, sometimes you do need to go outside the game to look for stuff, and sometimes you do need to look outside the game for correct information, and it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, and frankly, there are like a lot of content creators, not us, like we don't really cover the news here, but there are content creators out there that do cover these things. And without those content creators, honestly, events like this would be even more of a disaster. And that is quite hard to fathom just by how bad this event was. And honestly, we don't like really coming on here and poo-pooing on stuff too much, but
it's not until they actually had to hotfix, you know, that we actually got some information about things, you know.
I
don't even think there was like a blog post or anything, so, you know, it would have been nice with a blog post. This is what's going to happen, you need to go here, do this and that, and then just, you know, that's it. That's how easy it could have been solved.
Anyway, that is what we thought about the Hearthstone event here on Talking WoW. Maybe you loved it and thought it was the best Hearthstone event that we've ever had in World of Warcraft. Why don't you let us know in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube, or you can find us on social media at Talking WoW, where you can send us a little message there and tell us what you think. I've been Tom.
I've been Marty.
And we've been Talking WoW.
Thanks for tuning in, champion! Did you enjoy this episode of Talking WoW? If so, why not drop a review on your podcast catcher of choice, or leave us a comment? You can find Talking WoW on Twitter or YouTube over at Talking WoW. Hope to see you again soon!